local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm June Siegel.
And I'm Ken Jones. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Abe Proctor and Joe Uris host the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show with special guests tomorrow, Abe Uris and Joe Proctor. At 9, Alternative Radio features a talk from the archives by the late scholar Edward Said on culture and imperialism. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 11, on stage and studio, host D. May Roberts talks with members of Pass and Art Theater about Tommy J. and Sally, their explosive show on race dialogue, and playwright Wayne Harrell talks about the world premiere of his Oregon history play, Rem's Run, at Coho Productions. At 11:30 on Art Focus, host Joseph Gallivan interviews Blake Schell of The Art Gym about their current show, Carte's Uchi, an opera for one. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support for this community radio station. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
And stay tuned now for an interview about new plans to ship radioactive waste through Oregon.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Thousands of nuclear waste shipments would cross through Oregon if plans for the country's first nuclear waste repository in Nevada move forward. Today, maps of the likely routes that radioactive shipments would use were released. Environmental and anti-nuclear groups want state residents to weigh in with Congress about the dangers. We spoke with Mimi Gurman of Radcast.org and No Nukes Northwest to find out more. Mimi, could you tell us about the Stop Fukushima Freeways campaign?
Yeah, there's a campaign that's underway right now to educate people as to what is going to happen in the near future if we don't prevent it regarding nuclear waste at nuclear power plant facilities. I'm talking about high-level, very radioactive waste. And the plan is, if this plan goes through, is to go to all of the nuclear power plants that have been turned off that are still storing waste and move this waste across the country by rail, by truck, and by river to a repository which doesn't exist. So what they'd like to do is use Yucca Mountain, which we already found out can't be used due to geological failures regarding Yucca as a facility for storage. But Harry Reid is going to be gone after the next elections, and he has been the main preventer of having Yucca opened. And without him there, we're very concerned that the Congress is going to push for an opening of Yucca. So this is the plan, and I wanted to let people know that this plan affects all of Cascadia in a very, very big way. I want to give you some numbers. In Oregon, the amount of high-level radioactive waste, and we're talking about what is normally referred to as spent, and I say that in quotes around it, spent fuel rods from nuclear waste into trucks and trains. From Oregon, we will have 1,307 shipments by train out of our area at Trojan. I am assuming this is all from Trojan. And that's not all. We will have three truck casks going out, which are hundreds of tons of radioactive waste per truck. Our highways are not able to hold this, nor are they safe, even if they could hold this amount of weight, to get our waste from Oregon all the way down the 84 or down the I-5 corridor, which either way is planned, to get it across to go to Nevada. The radioactive waste, regardless of whether it's shipped on rail or truck, is so radioactive that if it passed you or your neighborhood, you would be affected by that radiation. There are high levels of radiation that would come out of the containment that it's being carried in or transported in. If another train, for instance, came on an opposite end, let's say going through the gorge on the 84, along the 84, and another train was going one way and the nuclear train was going another way, we could have a nuclear explosion on that train. So unless all rail lines would be shut down in order for our, you know, all of these trains to go through safely, which won't happen, we're also in danger from that. So now we have the dangers of radioactivity due to all of these train cars or truckloads to all of us who would be in the vicinity. We have dangers from other cars or other trains going by causing accidents. We have the issues that we just saw in Texas, for instance, which just occurred a few days ago, where high winds and flooding knocked the train off of their tracks. We know, KBOO listeners know, how dangerous our rail lines are because we are a smart people out here in Cascadia. But the reality for us is, again, we would have about 1,300 shipments just from our state. Washington State, which also would be having shipments leaving the Columbia Generating Station nuclear power plant, is slated for 1,274 train loads of highly radioactive nuclear fuel rods to go out from there to get to Yucca. And again, three truckloads, which is the same as ours, all the way through the gorge, all the way into neighboring states, and then down into Nevada. I can't express to people listening how dangerous this is. What we want to do is tell the government you cannot move this radioactive waste from where it is right now. It is in the safest place it can be for the moment. To have an interim place in order to get it to Yucca or to bring it to Yucca to then move it to a more well-equipped repository is also creating an interim space. That means these shipments would have to be moved again. We can't have that. The risk is so high. The risk is astronomical because we know people will get cancer just from passing by these shipments on the highway. Or the potential for getting cancer is there anyway because the radioactivity coming out of these trucks is so high. This is very different from moving lower levels of radioactive waste. So that's where we're at. And I've only mentioned what is happening in our two states. This is happening across all the states in the United States. So what I want people to understand is that this cannot happen. And we are gearing up, once everybody understands that this is the plan to have these shipments go across the country to Yucca, is the next phase will be calling Congress to tell them they may not open Yucca. We're going to see another fight about Yucca. We had this fight 20 years ago. It is going to come back again because we have no answers. We have no safe repository. And the first thing that should be happening, which of course isn't happening, is that nuclear power plants need to be shut down. They are not green. They are not inexpensive. They cause death, and they cannot be cleaned up. So for any of you out there who, and I know who you are, who are part of the environmental movement, who are doing your work with LNG and preventing that and preventing trains and preventing shipments and preventing fracking and everything else that we have going on, pipelines, I ask you to understand nuclear power is not green. It never will be. It never was. It was never inexpensive. It's the most expensive. And the thing that it does the worst is that it kills massive amounts of people. And we know this. We know this from Three Mile Island. We know this from Fukushima. And we know this from Chernobyl. And right now, we know this from St. Louis, from the West Lake landfill, which is currently on fire underground. And that fire is moving from one side of the landfill to the nuclear dump that was created when the Manhattan Project was underway. This is in St. Louis. This is about, I think I heard today, maybe 10 miles from Ferguson or less, just to give you an idea. It's just on the other side. It's very close to Ferguson. And the radioactivity in the community around there from this waste dump is high. So we know that nuclear power is not safe. All of these issues with storage is coming because we have nuclear power and we cannot get it all shut down. We're working at it. I need your help. No Nukes Northwest needs your help to get our state to push and pressure Washington State to shut down the Columbia Generating Station nuclear power plant. That's all a part of this. If we can shut down the Columbia Generating Station, we will no longer have waste that needs to be shipped out except for the waste that is currently being stored at CGS. So this is what's in our pipeline. It's the nuclear pipeline, and it's coming at us. It's coming to us. It's coming through our environment. It's coming right through us by Highway 30 in Portland and across on 84, all the way across. So we all will be affected by spent fuel rods from Trojan. And outer, you know, on the eastern part, everybody will be affected by these spent fuel rods from the Columbia Generating Station and things that were generated from Hanford a long time ago.
Among the materials, I got a map showing some of the routes. And as you say, we've got going across I-84 and then in through Idaho. Actually, two states on here, North Dakota and Montana, that appear to be unaffected, but some states like Colorado, Nebraska, and Indiana have actually quite a bit more shipments that'll be going through, and Utah and Nevada are just dark splotches on the map. There will be so much going through. Now, Nevada, there was also an explosion in a low-level waste dump in Nevada recently, wasn't there?
That just happened. That happened about 3 days ago, maybe four. There was all of a sudden an explosion underground at a what they're calling low-level radioactive waste dump, which is not owned by the EPA. And the research that's coming out right now is that the 55-gallon drums, which were underground, some close, some not close, got wet. When water seeps into these, it creates a, you know, it can create corrosion. It can create all kinds of issues with the radioactivity that's inside that drum and cause explosions. And that's what happened. And they shut down the entire highway nearby for miles because they were concerned that radioactivity was getting out while at the same time telling the people that everything was fine. So that was a very interesting play on their PR campaign. I would probably fire the person who put that little piece out, you know. We're going to shut the highway down, but everything's fine. And that lasted for a while. So the word out from there is everything's fine. And that's the word that we'll get from this, too. You will not be affected by the radioactivity on these trains or trucks, and everything's fine. And we, of course, know that's not the case.
Well, and of course, everyone knows that trains never derail and trucks never have accidents, but if that were to happen, what are the odds of an actual rupture in some of these containers?
The odds of a rupture are really high. In fact, we had people look into some of the previous, from this year, some of the accidents that occurred on highways and trains, and they did an assessment of how would a train shipment of radioactive waste have held up. And in each assessment, whether it was trucks overturning or trains, you know, derailing, in each assessment, it was that the containment holding that highly radioactive waste would have been broken. So punctured, you know, the radioactivity would have come out. to what degree, it's unclear, but it is clear that it would have affected the containment. So we would have had high levels of radioactivity just released even further than they already were. And I hate to make it sound like it wouldn't be released on the journey, because that's how we would get radioactivity in us. It's through release. But this would be caused by an accident, and yes, it would be a complete failure on the last train derailment, the train derailment before that. There was a fire in the tunnel recently. Everything that has happened when compared to what we would be carrying would have proven damage to the containment. But back to the issue, even if Yucca opened, even if it opened, which it never should, it would only be able to hold a part of the total amount of waste that they would be shipping there anyway. So it couldn't even hold what is in place for, do you know what I mean? You can't take all of these trains and trucks and risk all of this damage and disaster and then get them to Yucca, where it can't even receive half of this shipment. And yet that is the plan.
Again, speaking with Mimi Gurman of Radcast.org and No Nukes Northwest. Mimi, any closing thoughts, and where can people learn more about all this?
Well, I will have things posted on No Nukes Northwest about this and the campaign, and we'll keep people posted as to what they can do. And you can always get in touch with me at info@radcast.org to answer questions. If anybody out there feels like purchasing a Geiger counter, I can help get you set up with that. We always need more people to measure radiation in our area and let us know what's going on, so we can post that too.
Well, terrific. Mimi, thank you so much. Again, I've been speaking with Mimi Gurman of radcast.org and No Nukes Northwest. Mimi, thank you. This is Doug McVeigh with KBOO News.